Trumas, Perk Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. Shir Truma Ein Yafa, Echas Mer Boyim. Shir Truma of an Ein Yafa, a person that has an Adiv Lev, like the Rambam explains. He has a good heart that he wants to give more Truma. So it's 1 out of 40. Beishamai Omim Mishloishim. Beishamai says 1 out of 30. The Rav explains that according to Beisal, we'll understand, according to Beishamai, the shitas of the Beinonis and the Ayin Ra, just from their start point. Beishamai's start point of 1 out of 30, so we'll understand the other shirim as well. Va'beinonis, so the middle one, according to now the Mefarshim explained, according to the Tanakama again, so the Tanakama that said that an Ayin Yafa, a good eye, is 1 out of 40 for Truma. So a Beinoni, Michamishim. So for Beinonis, it's 1 out of 50. And then we would know, understandably so, that Beishamai would hold it's 1 out of 40. It's always 10 less, according to Beishamai. But the Tanakama holds that it's 1 out of 50 for a Beinoni. V'hara mishishim. And a Ra is 1 out of 60. Taram va'ala biyado echad mishishim. If a person, let's say, had in mind to take off 1 out of 50. And as we know by Truma that you do in Umdana, you don't exactly measure the Truma that you're actually taking out. You may measure what you're taking from, but not what you're taking out. And then as he takes it out, he realizes he wanted to give a little bit more, and he realizes it's 1 out of 60. It's a little less that he's giving to the Kohen. Truma. But he gave his truma, and he doesn't have to take off any more truma on it. Chazer v'hoisif, if he, out of his own volition, wants to add, so he's already done. He already took off truma. There's no tevel here lagabi truma. There's tevel lagabi maestris, but not as far as truma. Chazer v'hoisif, so now if he wants to add on to the rest of the truma, chayv b'maestris, and now it's chayv and maestris. Because if it was really truma, what he was adding on to, so we know truma is truma, and there's no other chiv of maestris on something you give to the kohen is truma. So here, that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to add on to that, but it's too late, and you can't take off truma again. It's no longer tevel agabi truma. So now, you're still chayv and maestris on what you add to. All of yadu mishishim ve'echad. However, if he has in mind to take off, let's say, 1 out of 50, and what ends up coming out is not even a shear of 1 out of 60, so it's not even a shear of the chachamim, truma. So what he gave was truma. Because really, midyaraisa, truma, even a mashahu is chayiv in truma, that you can pat yourself with a mashahu. However, viyachser viyitram, kamoshahu lamud. But he should continue and give the same way he would always give. So if he would give 1 out of 50, he should make sure to add on this portion that he gave should be big enough that it should be 1/50th of the rest of the grain. Bemida, uva mishkal, uva minyan. Whether it's the mida, the measurement, the volume, or whatever, the mishkal, which is the weight, uva minyan, and the amount, how many of them. Meaning, when he now adds on to the piece that he took off first for truma that wasn't enough, the second portion that he's now adding on to that he should measure to make sure that it's now 1 out of 40 or 1 out of 50, that measurement can actually be exact. In other words, normally we know that you're not supposed to measure exact by truma. You're not supposed to take weights and scales and counts and things like, you're not supposed to count things and things like that. But when it comes to the second measurement to figure out if you took off enough, that you're allowed to do. That which we said you should only do mu'umid with an estimate, that's the beginning of truma, the first taking off, but not the adding on to make it a complete truma. That you don't have to. Now, here it sounds, though, that this added part is not chayiv in maestris. So the Mishnah Shana asks, even though the first part is truma d'oraisa, even one out of anything is chayiv in truma d'oraisa. So why is it that the second part, it's mashal from the Mishnah, the second part that you're giving to add to get to the shear of the chachamim of 1 to 50, why is that not chayiv in maestris too? So the answer is that over here, at least there has to be something where he has in mind that it should be what the Chachamim want. But if it doesn't end up being the Shir of the Chachamim at all, and he had Kavana that it should be the Shir, there the Mishnah Shani explains, it's not even Truma. It doesn't potter the rest, even Midyaraisa, until he gets to the Shir. So when the Mishnah says it's Truma V'yachzer V'yitrom, means it's Truma once he completes it and adds on to it. Like we've said in the previous Mishnahs, that you can keep adding on to the Truma portion and it's all considered one. But in a different case where a person has in mind 1 out of 1,000 should be Truma, but that's his intention, then it does patrit midiraisa. But in this case, in this Mishnah, he had in mind at least that it should be the Chum. He didn't get that, so therefore it's not even Truma midiraisa until he completes it. And the Mishnah ends, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Shaloi Minamukov. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though normally by Truma it has to be Minamukov, which means nearby, right next to it, Rabbi Yehuda held that's only as far as the first taking off of Truma. But when you need to complete the Truma, Rabbi Yehuda says, that doesn't have to be Minamukov. You can add Truma from something that's not even nearby. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the Chachamim.